The new National Qualifications Framework Amendment Act 2019, which seeks to effectively name and shame individuals who falsify or lie about their qualifications, has officially been signed by President Cyril Ramaphosa this week. This is according to Adil Patel, the national head of the employment practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, one of South Africa's largest full-service corporate and commercial law firms, who says that the new legislation will go a long way in clamping down on bogus education institutions, but it could also bring about significant changes in South African workplaces. More from Adil Patel, national head of the employment practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr.
The Amendment Act, although passed and although signed by the president, is not yet law. The president still needs to proclaim what date will it come into effect. Before I start talking about the contents of the legislation, one needs to understand the context within which it operates. South African employers place a high emphasis on the need for employees to have an academic qualification. What this means is, even before you get an interview, or even before you are considered, they place as a minimum qualification whether you have a tertiary or academic qualification. Mm-hmm. As a result of that, over the years, we've seen a trend in an increase of people misrepresenting whether they have an academic qualification or not. Employers have, from an employment perspective, employers have looked at people's CVs and fortuitously discovered that people do not have qualifications and therefore terminated their employment. Government has looked at institutions who attempt to award degrees or qualifications to people who don't meet the necessary standards and taken some sort of steps against them. The Amendment Act is there to deal with the continuous misrepresentation by individuals of their qualifications, as well as institutions who bring forward or who assert that they can award academic qualifications when in fact they are not accredited to do so. Mm. And what this means is that insofar as you claim to have a qualification, alternatively an institution decides to award a qualification which they are not entitled to, you can be liable to be imprisoned or fined or both. So the state is taking the misrepresentation of somebody's academic qualifications and the false award of those qualifications by institutions rather seriously. And the reason we do so is because if we do not take this seriously, we degrade and we belittle those individuals and those institutions who award or are recipients of competent qualifications. So in my view, this is a welcome piece of legislation, and it's all going to, its success will relate to its implementation. The final point is that they're now going to be a national register of qualifications, and the South African Qualifications Authority will be administering that. And if you lie about your qualifications or the like, they have the right to report you to the respective or the relevant professional body.
And still on that note, why is lying about your qualification on your CV or on Twitter and LinkedIn considered a criminal act?
Because what you, so apart from an employment perspective, it affects the trust relationship. But what you do is you are falsely you're representing to the public at large that I have the necessary academic competence to undertake or to give advice, alternatively to assist you in dealing with your issue. There is no other way that the state can deal with these sort of misrepresentations. So the only way the state can enforce its rights as the state or its government is through a criminal sanction or a fine. So therefore, when you say on Twitter or on LinkedIn that I have a particular qualification, the public at large and prospective employers rely on what you're saying as being truthful and sometimes to their detriment. And therefore, to protect those innocent individuals who rely on what you're saying, the only way the state can do so is through criminalization or through a fine.
Can you please talk to us about the legalities around the South African Qualifications Authority register of listed offenders?
So basically, it's going to come into effect. It's going to have a list of competent of qualifications that have been accredited, and people that say that they don't have the necessary qualification, or say that they have a qualification, they may not in fact onto this. Prospective employers and institutions may authenticate individuals' qualifications by contacting the administrators of this in order to verify an employee's particular qualifications.
And that was Adil Patel, National Head of Employment Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, on the line talking to Lebogang Mabange.